Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Saturday the 11th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low 150 miles west of Rockall, 961, expected Rockall 965 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain, showers later in White and Portland, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 near Portuguese coast. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Lundy. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southeast veering southwest 6 to gale 8, rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, becoming west 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east 7 to severe gale 9, veering southeast 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly easterly, 7 to severe gale 9. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south southeast 9. Rain, 1 mile, 993, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southeast by east 6, 19 miles, 996, falling quickly. Lerwick, southeast by south 4, 14 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 5, 9 miles, 1005, falling. Aberdeen, southeast by south 5, 11 miles, 1006, falling. Lucas, southeast 5, 8 miles, 1005, falling. Boomer, southeast by south 6, 6 miles, 1007, falling. Bridlington, southeast 5, 1009, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 4, 11 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by south 4, 1010, falling. Jersey, southeast 4, 13 miles, 1009, falling more slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, southeast by east 5, 1008. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 7, recent precipitation, 2 miles, 1003, falling. Milford Haven, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 3 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Aberporth, south-southeast 7, slight rain, 19 miles, 1002, falling more slowly. Valley, south-southeast 7, slight rain, 3 miles, 1001, falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 5, 9 miles, 1004, falling quickly. Valencia, southwest 4, slight showers, 13 miles, 998, now falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 7, slight rain, 6 miles, 1001, falling quickly. Malin Head, south-southeast 3, recent rain, 12 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, south-east 7, rain, 2 miles, 997, falling quickly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday. The general situation, a deep Atlantic low will remain to the northwest of the British Isles during the next couple of days. This will bring unsettled conditions to the inshore waters with strong or gale force winds, especially in the north and west, and with severe gales in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first and 5 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 5 to 7. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 5 to 7, veering south or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5, backing south 6 or 7 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southeasterly veering westerly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast 4 or 5, veering west, backing southwest 5 to 7. Occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southwest, veering west 4 to 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 4 to 6, then southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast 7 or gale 8, veering south or southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming mostly good. Lough Foyle to Callingford Lough, south veering southwest later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly veering southerly 6 to gale 8, then southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeast 6 to gale 8, veering south 7 to severe gale 9 for a time. Rain, then thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7 later. Rain for a time, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's just gone 1 o'clock. The splashdown of the Artemis spacecraft is just minutes away. In a moment, BBC Radio 4 will hand you over to the BBC World Service, who will keep you up to date with the latest from the US and on the talks in Pakistan through the night. We're back at 5:30 in the morning. Among the highlights tomorrow, a new series of The Kitchen Cabinet at 10:30 in the morning. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your drama, A Broken Order, is inspired by a true story involving a community of nuns who take matters into their own hands when their convent is facing closure. And if you're staying up, don't forget about Radio 4 Extra, which continues through the night, just about to get underway over there. Our Julie Enfield Whodunit Terminus, starring Imelda Staunton, continues. I'll speak to you again on Radio 4 if you're around tomorrow afternoon, after a bit of sleep, of course. Until then, this is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The crew of the Artemis lunar mission is now in the most dangerous part of their 10-day voyage as their Orion space capsule hurtles back towards the Earth. They have now re-entered the Earth's atmosphere and are preparing for a splashdown within minutes in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. Their spacecraft is travelling at 4,000 kilometres an hour. I beg your pardon, that's 40,000 kilometres an hour. Shaima Khalil is at a watch party at the Columbia Memorial Space Centre in Los Angeles.
I wish you were here to feel it. It is absolutely electric, and you can feel the collective excitement, enthusiasm, anticipation, and I must say also some nerves, because this is a crucial point, but it also a very risky point. It's a very special moment that many people here want to witness live.
An Iranian delegation has arrived in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.